question is asked in halakha. Is somebody allowed on Shabbat to take a food that is raw and place it in what we call the keli sheni? Well, generally, we have a principle that says keli sheni eno mevasher. Keli sheni doesn't have the ability to cook. So seemingly, this is a very easy question to answer. Since keli sheni doesn't have the ability to cook, even though this food is raw, it should be okay. Actually, this question is the subject of a Tosafot in Masechet Shabbat of Lamed Tet, where over there Tosafot has proofs from a Mishnah that he makes of the Yuk, that he wants to say that it's true Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. However, to place a raw food in the Kli Sheni would be forbidden because Mechzik Mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. After all, the water in the Kli Sheni is still piping hot. The food is raw. So therefore, in the first answer of the Tosafot, he says that the problem of putting something in a Kli Sheni, a raw food, is mehzi. Tosafot, however, in his second answer says, no, there's no problem to put raw food in a Kli Sheni. And he answers up the question on the Mishnah. So we have two answers in Tosafot. It's a big question what Maran himself holds on this. In the Beit Yosef and Shin Yud Chayit, he brings both opinions of the Tosafot, and he really doesn't commit to which answer he takes. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berura, for example, understood Maran to be strict, and therefore one would not be allowed to take a raw food and put it in a Kli Sheni, because it would be considered Mechzik Bashir. That's the way the Mishnah Berura understood. That's the way the Matei Yehuda Ayash understood in Maran as well, based on what he said in Shin Yud Chet Halachat Dalet. However, the Umatam, Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom, in a few places, in Yabia Omer, in Hazor Avadya Shabbat Dalet, he came out and said that we're able to be lenient and not worry about putting raw food in the Kli Sheni, and we do not have to be concerned about Mechzik and Bashir. Chab David Yosef in the Nu Halakha Berura explains it, that we have a Safek Sefeka, that some want to say that even if you pour from a Kli Rishon, forget about putting it in a Kli Sheni, even if you pour from a Kli Rishon, it doesn't have the ability to cook. And even if you don't go that far, we can be lenient to say that in a Kli Sheni, you have no problem as well. So therefore, with all these different types of Safek Sefekot, he's lenient as well. Also on that side of the leniency is the Menuchat Ahavan Chalik Bet Perik Yud. So therefore we have Hacham Avadya, his son, Hacham David. We have the Menuchat Ahava as well, that all are concurring that Sfaradim do not have to be concerned about placing raw food in a Kli Sheni. And that's the Halakha L'Maaseh. It'll apply to cases, as we'll see further in the daily halakha. But first we have to establish principles. And a lot of times we have food on the table, like a bowl of soup, let's say, that let's say it's a Kli Sheni for practical purposes. Or you have a cup of hot water that you pour from an urn into a cup, that's a Kli Sheni. Now you have all different type of questions. Can you pour, raw food into that cup? Lemon, na'na tea, and different things like that are raw, according to Hacham Avadya, you'll have no problem whatsoever to take a raw lemon and put it in a Kli Sheni, or to take na'na, that's mint leaves, and place it in a Kli Sheni, or to take milk that's cold and pour it into a Kli Sheni of water. In all those three cases, since we hold Kli Sheni is not Bevasher, and we also hold that there's no Mehzi, so there's no room, according to the Hakam, to be strict, to place a raw lemon in a Kli Sheni. It happens many times. Person wanted the cold, the weather's getting cold now. You take from the urn, you pour it into a cup. This cup is called Kli Sheni. You don't want to have a lemon with it. You drop a lemon in there to give it a little ta'am. According to the Hakam, you have no problem, but the lemon is raw. Doesn't matter, Kli Sheni cannot cook it. I mehzi and mehzi be Kli Sheni. But I take na'na leaves, the na'na leaves are raw. I want to drop them in the Kli Sheni just to give the tea a little flavor. Kli Sheni, either na'na tea are raw, klishini and a mevasher. I me'azi and me'azi according to the Chachamim, to Chacham Avadia. So therefore, the ma'aseh, in those cases, there's room to be lenient. Ashkenazim, however, they're strict. Rama, clearly the Mishnah Berura, was strict on this. So they have a different outcome on it. But for Sfaradim, it's enough for us to be lenient, that we don't have to worry about not only en bishul b'kli sheni, but en mechzik v'vashel. And especially the Menuchat Avah points out that Tosfot wrote in the second answer that there's no mechzi. And he brought a rule that whenever Tosfot brings a second answer, it's because there was a problem in the first answer. And therefore, the second answer could be the more primary answer, especially that the second answer makes more rational sense, that just like there shouldn't be Bishul in a Kli Sheni, there shouldn't be Mehzi in a Kli Sheni as well, and therefore that will be the Halakha L'Maaseh. It should be pointed out, Chacham Ben Sion disagrees, and also there is a Mehzi in a Kli Sheni, but L'Maaseh is not to be made.